The Tikhuto Sutra, in which we bow down to ascetics, is recited when a person bows to an ascetic of the Sthanakwasi or Therapanthi sect. It is recited in a specific posture while standing with hands folded together in a prayer position. While in this position, rotate hands clockwise 3 times, 1 time for each of the first 3 words of the sutra.
Tikhuto ayahinam payahinam karemi vandami namansami sakkaremi sammanemi kallanam mangalam deviyayam cheyayam pajwa swami mathen vandami.
Meaning of Tikhuto Sutra: as I turn my hands clockwise 3 times, I worship, I bow, I respect, I honor you. You are divine. You are the remover of obstacles. You are like a god. You are an ocean of knowledge. I serve you. I bow my head to my guru.
We will now start the fourth essential, repentance and forgiveness. Note to the listeners, in the fourth and fifth essential, there will be multiple situations involving kausag of 4 or more naukars. We suggest that you pause the recording to complete the kausag whenever that it occurs. First, samvatsari pratikraman, repentance of all the sins. This is known as Pratikraman Sutra. In this sutra, we repent in brief all our bad deeds done in our actions, thoughts, and speech of the past year.
Samvatsari Padikamne Thaun Sutra. Ichhakaran Sandhisa Bhagwan Samvatsariya Padikamne Thaun Padikamne Icham. Savvasa Vi Samvatsariya Duchintiya Dubhasiya Duchitiya Michami Dukram.
The meaning of the Thaun Sutra is, O forgiving Gurudev, may I have your kind permission to repent all my sins which I may have committed during the year? Yes, you may. I will do it now. I ask for forgiveness of all my bad thoughts, bad speech, and bad action of the year.
The second sutra for the fourth essential is a repentance of sins to all living beings, known as the Satlak Sutra. Jain literature indicates that in the universe, there exist 8.4 million different forms of life based on their birth location. 3 classifications are defined in Satlak Sutra. We request for forgiveness from all such living beings for our sinful activities towards them, and we forgive them for their sinful activities towards us.
The Satlak Sutra. Satlak Prithvikai, Satlak Apkai, Satlak Teukai, Satlak Vaukai, 10 lakh Pratyek Vanaspatikai, 14 lakh Sadharan Vanaspatikai, 2 lakh Beindriya, 2 lakh Triindriya, 2 lakh Chaurindriya, 4 lakh Devta, 4 lakh Narki, 4 lakh Tiryanch Panchendriya, 14 lakh Manushya. Aa pramane 84 lakh જીવ યોનિમાંથી મારા જીવે જે કોઈ જીવની હિંસા કીધી હોય, કરાવી હોય અને કરતા પ્રત્યે અનુમોદી હોય તે સવિયે મને વચને કાયાએ કરી મિચ્છામિ દુઃખણમ.
મીનિંગ ઓફ 7 લાખ સૂત્ર. જૈન લિટરેચર ઇન્ડિકેટ્સ દેટ ઇન ધ યુનિવર્સ દેર એક્ઝિસ્ટ 8.4 મિલિયન ડિફરન્ટ ફોર્મ્સ ઓફ લાઈફ બેઝડ ઓન ધેર બર્થ લોકેશન. દે આર ક્લાસિફાઈડ એઝ ફોલોઝ: 700,000 forms of living beings with earth as its body, 700,000 forms of living beings with water as its body, 700,000 forms of living beings with fire as its body, 700,000 forms of living beings with air as its body, 1 million forms of above ground vegetation with one soul in every independent living body, 1.4 million forms of below ground vegetation with multiple souls in every independent living body, 200,000 forms of living beings with 2 sense organs, 200,000 forms of living beings with 3 sense organs, 200,000 forms of living beings with four sense organs, 400,000 forms of heavenly beings, 400,000 forms of living beings of hell, 400,000 forms of animals with five sense organs, and 1.4 million forms of human beings. Out of 8.4 million forms of living beings, if I may have hurt any living being, have caused others to hurt them, encouraged others to hurt them, or praised those who hurt them, either by thought, words, and or actions, I ask for forgiveness for all such sinful activities. I forgive all living beings. May all living beings forgive me. I am friendly to all. I have enmity for none.
Next, we go to Adar Papasthanak Sutra, or Atonement of 18 Sins. We acquire pap karma by doing various sinful activities. This sutra indicates that all our sinful activities can be classified into 18 different categories, and we ask for forgiveness of all such sinful activities.
Adar Papasthanak Sutra. पहले प्राणातिपात बीजे मृषावाद त्रीजे अदत्तादान चौथे मैथुन पांचवें परिग्रह छठे क्रोध सातवें मान आठवें माया नवमें लोभ दसवें राग अग्यारहवें द्वेष बारहवें कलह तेरहवें अभ्याख्यान चौदहवें पैशून्य पंद्रहवें रति अरति सोलहवें पर परिवाद सत्तरवें माया मृषावाद अठारहवें मिथ्यात्व शैल्य.
Now the meaning of
આ 18 પાપ સ્થાનકોમાંથી મારા જીવે જે કોઈ પાપ સેવ્યું હોય સેવરાવ્યું હોય અથવા સેવતા પ્રત્યે અનુમોદ્યું હોય તો તે મને વચને કાયા કરી મિચ્છામિ દુક્કડમ.
Now on to the meaning of 18 પાપ સ્થાનક. In our life we may come across many sinful activities. Jain literature has classified them into the following 18 categories, as we just went through, and we repent for indulging in any one of them. We begin with the sinful activities involving hurting or killing any living beings, which is pranatipat. Next is to lie or mrushavad, then stealing or adattadan, sensuous indulgence or maithun, accumulation of wealth or parigraha, anger or krodh, ego or man, deceit or maya, greed meaning lobe, attachment meaning rag, resentment meaning dvesh, disputes or quarreling meaning kalaha, allegation of false accusation meaning abhyakhyan, slander and backbiting or paishunya, affection or disaffection meaning rati arati, and being happy in sinful activities and being unhappy in virtuous act and gossiping or par parivad, to lie maliciously or maya mrushavad, and to have wrong perception or to believe in materialist god, guru or religion or mithyatva sailya. If I have committed any of the sinful acts personally, have caused others to commit them, or have appreciated them being committed by others mentally, verbally or physically, I repent and ask for forgiveness. At this point, you can do first kausag of four Navkar mantra.
Moving on, during pratikraman, we reflect on atichars, which are minor violations of lay people's vows. Reflecting on atichar of lay people's vows, Jainism emphasizes that every Jain should practice the 12 basic vows of lay people based on their ability. However, sometimes one violates these vows knowingly or unknowingly. Such violations are classified as follows: atichar, which is minor violation, or anachar, which is major or gross violation. If the violation is of minor nature, then one should request for forgiveness of such violations and repent that one would not violate in future. However, if the violation is of the major classification, that is anachar, then one needs to reinstate the vows again in the presence of a guru and the community. Now we will reflect on the past atichars of the 12 basic vows of lay people and meditate in silence on the Jain prayer Namaskar Sutra as indicated.
We will begin with Anuvrats, which are the 5 main vows of limited nature, atichars of those. So first is the atichar of Ahimsa or non-violence vow. I may have committed violence towards others and towards myself in thoughts, words, or action. I may have encouraged or appreciated violence in others. I may have imposed my thoughts on others. I may have manipulated someone. I may have spoken harshly. I may have unnecessarily wasted resources of earth, water, fire, air, or vegetation. I may have used dairy and other byproducts of an animal that has not been properly cared for. I may not have given shelter to human beings and animals in need. I may have been selfish, competitive, insecure, and fearful. I may have taken harmful substances such as illicit drugs, liquor, and unhealthy foods. I may have exposed my mind to violence by watching movies, reading books, or associating with bad company. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tasamichhami dukhanam. Again here, we need to recite 4 Navkar mantra in silence while reflecting on ways in which we may have violated Ahimsa vow.
Atichar of the second Anuvrat, Satya or truthfulness vow. I may have been untruthful towards others and towards myself in thoughts, words or action. I may have encouraged or appreciated non-truthfulness in others. I may have spread rumors, disclosed someone's secrets or breached someone's trust. I may have exaggerated or distorted facts for my personal gain. I may have used obscene or mean language. I may have used flattery or acted pretentiously to get what I desire. I may have spoken the truth in such a way that it created violence, pain, or hostility in others. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tassa michhami dukram. Again, recite 4 Namaskar Sutras in silence while reflecting on ways in which I may have violated the truthfulness vow.
Next, we go on to the atichar of non-stealing vow or asteya vow. I may have stolen or taken what was not given to me properly. I may have encouraged or appreciated stealing from others through thoughts, words, or action. I may have cheated on quantity or quality of goods that I sold. I may have caused anguish, pain, or even death to someone by depriving them of their own property. I may have accepted or offered a bribe, committed fraud, smuggled goods, sold illegal goods, or violated government rules relating to taxes, imports, and exports. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tasamichhami dukhanam. Recite 4 Navkar mantra in silence while reflecting on ways in which I may have violated the non-stealing vow.
Atichar of the 4th Anuvrat, Brahmacharya or chastity vow. I may not have controlled my 5 senses, that is touch, taste, smell, sight and hearing, from sensual pleasure. I may have encouraged, appreciated or manipulated lustfulness in others. I may not have practiced avoidance of the pleasures of the 5 senses in thoughts, words or actions. I may have been unfaithful to my own spouse in thought, word, or deeds. I may have engaged in premarital and extramarital relations. I may have intensified passions by consuming intoxicating substances like alcohol, marijuana, opium, and illicit drugs. I may have watched provocative movies or shows, reading provocative magazines or books, or listened to provocative songs or talk. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tassa michhami dukram. Recite four Namaskar Sutra in silence while reflecting on ways in which I may have violated the chastity vow.
Next, the atichar of aparigraha or non-possessiveness vow. I may have been acquisitive or possessive in thoughts, words, or action. I may have encouraged or appreciated acquisition and possessiveness in others. I may have been greedy and may have had possessive attachments to other people or to other things. I may have some possessions for which I do not have any use, and I may have purchased some possessions just for enjoyment rather than my true need. I may have accumulated real estate property, garments, jewelry, housewares, furniture, and any other personal items beyond my need. I may have made more than customary profit in business or service. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for all my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tasami chami dukram. Recite four Navkar mantra in silence while reflecting on ways in which I may have violated the non-possessiveness vow.